Good day today. I mean, the big emphasis was on precision. We talk each week about a culture of execution, and to execute as well as we want, we got to see some precision. No Repeat Friday has been our kind of motto every Friday, and you know, it was good. I think there was some real good crispness to it. Guys were on it, on the details, and so we just got to carry this through to the game.
Do you feel like the defense is ready for the read option, stuff that Miami likes?
Well, it's always a challenge. I think, you know, it requires you to be, you know, just like any offense, you got to be on your responsibilities. But this, you know, with the multi-threats that it can have, it requires even more so. So, you know, it's hard with a couple days of practice, but you know, we'll see. I think our guys got a good feel for what we've seen, and they'll just have to react to anything else.
With Denard getting a majority of reps this Sunday, how much did that have to do with his past performance this week versus Toby's health?
The past couple of weeks? Well, I think we looked at, you know, when Toby was out, that it gave Storm an opportunity. You know, I think we felt like with Denard, he was really progressing. Each week we saw him getting better and better. And I think with Toby, it was more, okay, now we have a chance to see Storm. And it won't really affect, we don't want to stunt Denard's growth. So, you know, the number of reps he had, I think we were going into it. It just worked that way. When we get ahead in a game, you know, and you see the run game performing, you know, we like that. We like to have the opportunity to run the ball more. So I don't know if it had any impact with Toby. Toby will come in now, and we'll see how he's feeling after this practice and, you know, may get a few more reps in Storm.
Gus, has this week of practice been any different because you're coming off a win? Have you seen any change in the guys?
You know, I see the same thing. That our practice has been spirited before and competitive. So I see those same things. You know, it's hard. Unless you're really looking, you know, it might think, oh, it looks like we're paying even more attention to detail. But I can't say that, you know, with the facts being said. I think they're still paying attention. They're on the details. I do know this. There is no feeling of I got it. You know, there's no drop in the level of practice.
Yeah, not knowing about Grotz and then ball. I mean, does that affect preparation at all?
Well, it you know, it's kind of like what we've had to go through with receivers. Sometimes certain position groups may get hit throughout the season, and this week it's the corner spot. So, yeah, we've had to adjust a little bit, but fortunately, you know, Grotz's got a lot of reps. D-Max got a lot of reps. So Jeremy is the one. What I like about Jeremy is that when he's in a competitive situation, like, for example, one-on-ones, he really competes. You really see him compete, play in and play out. And that's what my challenge with him today was. That mentality is what you need every play on the field. And if he does that, he'll compete.